بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, this is our 35th session and Medina Book 2. And this afternoon, inshallah, we're going to try to complete the lesson that we started last week, lesson 21. The remaining exercises from 3 till the end. And then we're going to look at lesson 22. Basically, and just to quickly review what we had in the previous lesson, the primary thing that we looked at in the last lesson is in relation to the mudari verbs. Okay, we said that the fi'l mudari, when it is majzoom by lam, or lamma, when it becomes majzoom, then some forms of the verb that took dhamma take sukoon. And other forms of the verb, like yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna and tadhhabina, these forms of the verb, the noon is deleted when it's majzoom. And then the two feminine plurals, yadhhabna and tadhhabna, when lam precedes them or lamma, then because they're mabniun, they remain the same. Okay, so we said that in the same way that the fi'l mudari, when it's mansoob, changed from dhamma to fatha. And in three forms of the verb, the noon is deleted. So likewise, when it's majzoom, those three forms of the verb where the noon is deleted is also deleted when it's majzoom. But the other forms of the verb, the first five forms of the verb, when it's majzoom, the vowel changed from dhamma to sukoon, as opposed to when it's mansoob, it changed from dhamma to fatha. Okay, so hopefully this is clear to us as we go through the rest of this lesson. That is, the fi'l mudari has three types of forms. One form like adhabu and nadhabu and yadhabu, those forms of the verb that has dhamma, wa alaykum salam. The dhamma, when it's mansoob, the dhamma becomes fatha. When it's majzoom, the dhamma becomes sukoon. So you say lam adhab, lam nadhab, lam yadhab. Okay, the dhamma is changed to sukoon. For those five forms of the verb. As far as the forms that have noon at the end, like the second person feminine singular, anti tadhabina, tadhabina. In this case, when it's mansoob, the noon is deleted. And when it's majzoom, likewise, the noon is deleted. And the other two forms are the two masculine plurals, yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna. Hum yadhhabuna. Antum tadhhabuna. These two forms also, when they are mansoob, the noon is deleted, and when they are majzoom, the noon is deleted. Okay, the third classification of mudari verbs are those which are mabniun. The mabniun are the two feminine plurals, second person and third person. Yani tadhhabna and yadhhabna. Antunna tadhhabna. And hunna yadhhabna. These two forms are mabniun, and when they are marfoon or mansoob or majzoom, they remain the same. There's no change in them. Okay, so this is what you should have remembered from what we covered last week. Because in previous classes we had mansoob, the mudari verb when it's mansoob, and last week we had the mudari verb when it's majzoom. Majzoom because of lam, and majzoom because of lamma. Okay, the function of lam, the particle of negation lam, how does it function? What does it do? Yani, what does it mean? How does it work? What do you know about lam? When you use lam with a mudari verb, what can we say about it? It changes the meaning of the mudari verb to madi meaning, past tense meaning. That's one thing. What else? It makes the mudari verb majzoom. So therefore, if it has dhamma, it becomes sukoon. If If it has noon at the end, the noon is deleted. Alright, so this is the two things that we should know. Lam, it's a particle of negation. But it also not only means negation, it changes the meaning of the time frame of the mudari verb from the present to the past. So if you say lam azhab, it means the same as saying ma zahabtu. Ma zahabtu, I didn't go. Lam azhab means the same thing, I didn't go. Except they use the mudari verb with lam. As far as lamma, lamma is a little bit different than lam. What is the meaning of lamma? Okay, it means negation. It changes the mudari verb to past tense meaning, but it also has an added meaning, and that is that I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it yet. Okay? So if you say lam azhab, that means I didn't go. But if you say lamma azhab, that means I didn't go yet, which suggests that I am going to go, but I just haven't done it yet. Okay, so this is what we should be concerned about in this lesson primarily, more than anything else, are these meanings, the use of lam and lamma and the different forms of the mudari verb, how they change when they become majzoom. We also mentioned in the key for this lesson 21 that the parts of the speech in Arabic are three. There's al-ism, the noun, which includes common nouns, proper nouns, demonstrative pronouns, all of these are nouns, even adjectives come under nouns. And then we have al-fi'l, that is verbs, whether it's past tense verb, present tense verb, or command form verb, and particles of negation, particles of affirmation, particles of future, and so on. So you have ma, la, na'am, lam, sa, and so on. All of these are particles. Prepositions are particles. So this is like just a quick mention of the parts of speech in Arabic, the ism, the fi'l, and the harf. And then we also had the mention of the different types of sentences, that there's al-jumla al-ismiya and al-jumla fi'liya. And we said that the jumla ismiya, the nominal sentence, is composed of two parts, which are what? Jumla ismiya. Al-mubtada'u and al-khabaru. And then we said the jumla fi'liya, the verbal sentence, has three or two parts, that is the fi'l, fa'il, and maf'ulun bih. In some sentences, if the fi'l is fi'l lazim, and it's intransitive, it doesn't affect something else, then we say there's only a fi'l and a fa'il. We had the vocabulary word mahlan, which means slowly, please, don't hurry, don't be hasty. And we had the use of la in a nominal sentence with ma. When you have two things being negated, you can say ma indi qalamun wa la kitabun. Ma indi qalamun, I don't have a pen, wa la kitabun, nor a book. So that is basically the summary of what we had last week. We read the dialogue, very lengthy dialogue. I hope that you read it again for homework. And then we did the first two exercises. Any question now?
The examples are like zahaba, kharaja,
jalasa.
Yeah.
Like this. I mean, it doesn't have to have an object. If you say the man sat, khalas, that's a complete sentence. Jalasa ar-rajulu, zahaba al-waladu, the boy went. That's a complete sentence. Huh? The mutaaddi, fi'l mutaaddi, transitive verb, is a verb that affects something else. It has a direct object. Like you say, the boy hit what? He hit the wall. He hit the fence. He broke the window. Okay? So it has a direct object that action is affecting. He hit the ball. The ball, the action of hitting happened to the ball. The action occurred upon the ball. He hit the ball. The ball is direct object. So this is the maf'ulun bi, the direct object, okay? In any case, the full discussion of the differences between jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya, we will have more discussion about as we go along. But here is just like passing note to remind you that there's a difference between the jumla fi'liya and the jumla ismiya. Either way, if you say Zara al-Waladu, it means the child visited. If you say Zara Waladun, it means Zahaba. Zahaba al-Waladu or Zahaba Waladun. Naam. It doesn't mean the same, but both of them are possible. If you say Zahaba, say Zah, not Zah, Zah. Yeah, Zahaba al-Waladu means the specific particular. You're talking about a particular person. The child Zahaba went. But if you say Zahaba Waladun, you're not talking about any particular child. It's indefinite. It just means a child went. Which child? Any child. A child. Okay? In one case you're saying the child, it means you're talking about a particular child. In the other case you're talking about a child. A child went. One of them. I don't know which one. Anyone. One of them. A child went. Alright? So both of them are permissible. It depends on what you intend. What do you intend by it? Do you mean a particular child? You should say, Zahaba al-Waladu. But if you just mean a child went, any one of them, you say, Zahaba waladun. Any one of them. After the key, the reading of the key and the reading of the dialogue last week, we did two exercises. Exercise number one, which is the comprehension of the lesson, and exercise number two, which was actually examples of the use of lam with the fi'l mudari and how lam changes the meaning of the fi'l mudari to the fi'l madi. So lam yadhhab, yani from yadhhabu with dhamma, if you use lam it becomes majzoom with sukoon, becomes lam yadhhab, which means ma dhahaba. So we did the first two exercises and we stopped at exercise number three. That's what we want to pick up, and you should have done those exercises already for homework from three until the end of the lesson. And inshallah, today we're going to try to read all these exercises to the end of the lesson and then go on to the next lesson, which is sort of a summary of what we had in the past few lessons with dealing with the fi'l mudari. Okay, exercise number three. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا لم. Answer the following questions in the negative بالنفي مستعملا, using the harf النفي لم, using لم. Okay, so all of these questions have to be answered in the negative. Every one of these questions you should say no. And then use لم with a fi'l mudari. Every one of these questions should be answered in the negative. لم. Did you go to the store yesterday? You should say no. لا. Then after no, then you use lam with the fi'l mudari. No, I did not go. You have to say la lam adhab. La lam akul. La lam alab. But it says, ajib an al as'ila al atila bin nafi. That means you have to say no. You have to say no. You don't say yes. Meaning, the meaning of answer in the negative means don't say yes. Say no. And then complete the sentence using lam. No, I did not eat. No, I did not play. No, I did not go. So you have to say la lam adhab. Tayyib. First one. I'll read the question, you give me the answer. Addarasta al-lughata al-arabiyyata fi baladika? Meaning? What? Meaning? What's the meaning of the question?
Did you understand
at the Rasta?
Or did you not understand?
What does it mean? Did you study? Barasa. Did you study Arabic language in your country? Answer, no.
Okay, answer.
طيب لا لم وات
درس درس
اوكي ذا فيرب ذا فيرب شود بي درس يدرس ادرس
ادرس
لم ادرس
ادرس
اوكي لا لم ادرس نعم لا لم ادرس اللغه العربيه في بلدي نمبر 2 اكسرت نظاره الحسن يا هارون what does it mean نعم Did you break the glasses of Hassan, of Al-Hassan? Did you break Al-Hassan's glasses? Ya Harun, O Harun, did you break his glasses? The answer? Naam. La. Lam aksir. From kasara yaksiru. Lam aksir. Nazarat al-Hassani. Naam. Number three. Huh? نعم نظارة مضاف الحسني مضاف إليه مجرور نمبر 3 أذهبتم إلى المتحف يا إخوان أذهبتم إلى المتحف يا إخوان meaning meaning did you all go to the متحف There's a museum. Oh, brothers. Did you all go to the museum, oh, brothers? Now, answer. Now. طيب, the verb that we're using here is what? ذهب. And the mudari should be yadhhabu nahnu what? Nahnu? Nadhhabu, right? But when you put lam on it becomes what? Nadhhab. Okay, so the answer is what? Naam. La, lam nadhhab ila al-mathafi. No, we did not go to the museum. Number four. Huh?
Did you say ذهبوا
إلى المتحف؟ لم نذهبوا؟
لم نذهب.
No. No, because the verb here, the مضارع verb, right, is نذهبوا, right? When you break lam, it becomes مجزوم, becomes نذهب. نذهب. Right?
We
are
on the same page.
You're on the same page,
huh?
نذهب. نذهبوا, نذهب. لم نذهب لا لم نذهب إلى المتحف طيب number four أدخلت المكتبة الجديدة يا سلمى أدخلت المكتبة الجديدة يا سلمى what does it mean did you go دخلت أدخلت Did you enter? Did you enter the new library or the new bookstore? Oh, Salma. Salma. Naam, what's the answer? Okay, read it one more time. La. نعم لا لم أدخل دخل يدخل أدخل لم أدخل أدخل نعم لا لم أدخل المكتبة الجديدة number five سألك المدير عني سألك المدير عني what does it mean ها؟ المدير. Did the principal or the director, did he ask you about me? Did he ask you? أسألك. Did he ask you عن me, about me? Huh? Is it clear? Did the مدير ask you about me? أسألك أنت المدير عني أنا؟ It's clear? Okay, what's the answer? Uh-huh, لا. طيب لا, he said لا لم أسأل. What does that mean? That means no, I did not ask. The question is not did I ask. The question is did the مدير ask about? Did the مدير ask you about me? So the answer should be no, he, the مدير, did not ask me about you. Huh? No, he, meaning the مدير, did not ask me about you. Not لم أسأل, لم يس. هو. لم يسأل, uh-huh. You left out one letter. How do you say lam? He didn't ask me. Lam as lam yes al ni ni nam yet lam yes al ni al mudiru an ka about you. The mudir did not ask me about you. This is a tricky answer here. Okay.
Yes,
al me. Al mudir an ka anta. Okay, it's clear. You gotta switch the pronouns. You gotta switch the pronouns. Nam lam yes al me al mudir an ka anta. Nam nam. Type number 6. أفتحت نافذة غرفة المدير يا ولد؟ أفتحت نافذة غرفة المدير يا ولد؟ What's the meaning? Of the what? Okay. Did you open the window, one window, of the mudir's room, or the room of the mudir? Oh, yeah, walad. Okay? Answer? No, I didn't open what? Alam aftah what? I didn't open what? Okay. Okay, لم أفتح نافذة غرفة المدير. Or you could just say لا. If you use a pronoun, what pronoun would you use here? I didn't open it. لم أفتحها. لم أفتحها. I know. But the first time you didn't use any pronoun. That's the only thing. You can use the pronoun, you can use a full sentence like you did the first time. It's okay. Both of them are correct. No, because you say, I didn't open. If somebody says, did you open the window of the mudir's room? And then you say, no, I didn't open. That's not a complete sentence. You have to say, no, I didn't open it.
Right.
Or no, I didn't open the window of the mudir's room. نعم. Okay. Exercise number 4. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية بالنفي مستعملا لما. Same kind of exercise, except instead of لم here we're using لما. Answer the following question in the negation using لما. So every answer has to be negative. لا. then use lamma with the fi'l mudari. Naam, because it says answer the questions in the negation with nafi.
Alright.
Okay, lamma aktub means lam aktub ba'd. Ba'du. Lam aktub ba'du. That means I didn't write ba'du yet. That's what lamma aktub means. For short, it means lam aktub ba'du. Or ma'nahuma, the meaning of both of these sentences, lamma aktub and lam aktub ba'd, the meaning of both of these sentences is what? Fil maadi, ma katabtu ila al-an. I didn't write until now. Ila al-an. Up until now I haven't written. Which means what? I intend to write, but I haven't written yet. Okay, so there are three ways to say this. The fi'l maadi way is to say what? Ma katabtu ila al-an. Until now. The fi'l mudari way, normal mudari, is to say lam aktub ba'du. I didn't write yet ba'du. But with lamma, you can make it short and just say what? Lamma aktub. Lamma aktub. It's clear? Three different ways, all of them mean the same exact thing. One way with the fi'l maadi, two ways with the fi'l mudari. Alright, the first question, whose turn is it? Your turn, mashallah. First question. Afahamta, I'm sorry, afahamti ad-darsa, ya Zainabu, afahamti ad-darsu, ya Zainabu. Naam, did you understand the lesson, O Zainab? The answer?
Okay.
Okay, look, in the question we're using a madi verb, but in the answer you have to use a mudari verb.
Oh yeah.
You have to change the verb from past tense to a present tense mudari verb,
right,
okay?
Right.
So fahima in the mudari is yafhamu. So if somebody is asking you directly, you're gonna answer in the first person. I did not understand. So how will you say it? La
lamma.
Uh-huh. La lamma afham ha.
No.
What pronoun are you going to use here?
You can use
ha for dars. La lam afham hu.
Who
is referring back to dars? I didn't understand it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Dars is masculine. You have to use who.
Oh, okay, it's not dealing with Zainab.
No, it's not referring back to Zainab.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not, you
yeah.
Didn't understand Zainab. You didn't understand the lesson.
Right.
La lam afham hu. Meaning, la lam afham ad-darsa. Ad-darsa. La lam afham hu ad-darsa. Naam. طيب, number two. Araja'a abuka min dimashqa ya umaru. Ya umaru. What is the meaning? Araja'a abuka من دمشق يا عمر.
Your father returned from Damascus.
Did your father return from Damascus, O Umar? The answer.
لما يرجع من دمشق.
طيب. لا no. لما يرجع أبي من دمشق. لما لا no لما يرجع أبي يرجع يعني فم رجع يرجع لما يرجع أبي من دمشق. نعم. number three. نعم نعم number three. أدخل المدرس الفصل أدخل المدرس الفصل meaning anybody what does it mean did the teacher enter the classroom the answer Abdul Halim يدخل it should be لا لما المدرس نعم لا لما يدخل but because it's part of alif lam you should put a kasra on it remember when now the end with sukun or part of alif lam or any word that begins with hamzatul wasl You have to add kasra to join them because of iltiqa sakinain, two sukuns meaning. So you say, La, lamma yadukhul il mudarrisul fasla. Lamma yadukhul al mudarrisul fasla. Number four. Akatabtum al wajibat ya ikhwanu. Akatabtum al wajibati. يا إخواني what does it mean? نعم did you all write the homework oh brothers answer لا لما نكتب ولما نكتبها ولما نكتب الواجبات نكتب from كتب يكتب نحن نكتب لما نكتب number five أقرأنا الدرس الرابع أقرأنا الدرس الرابع meaning Again, let me hear. Did you read قَرَأْنَا نَحْنُ Did we read lesson 4? Did we read lesson 4? The answer? Oh, I'm sorry. He's reading. Now, read again. Let me hear. طيب أقرأنا that's past tense right first person plural لا لما نقرأ نقرأ Because it's followed by Hamza Tawassu and Alif Lam, you say Naqra id darsa. Lamma Naqra id. Naqra id darsa. And originally it's Lamma Naqra. With Sukun. It's followed by Hamza Tawassu. Naqra id darsa rabia. No, we did not yet read the fourth lesson. Number six. Aghasalti. قمصاني يا أمي أغسلتي قمصاني يا أمي What does it mean? Did you wash my shirts? Oh my mother Answer قمصان or قمصان قمصان Yes? Yeah, Kumsana. What's the end of it? Kumsana ka. Naam, ka. Kumsana ka.
What was the verb?
لا لما أغسل غسل يغسل لما أغسل قمصانك. نمبر 7 أذهب زميلك إلى الطائف يا علي؟ أذهب زميلك إلى الطائف يا علي؟ What does it mean? Did your classmate go to Taif? Oh, Ali, the answer?
Yadhab.
زميلي أنا زميلي إلى الطائف نعم أذهب past tense present tense يذهب أذهب زميلك إلى الطائف يا علي لا لما يذهب لما يذهب زميلي إلى الطائف نعم okay here it says نعم question No, you don't have to put it. It's sufficient to say لا لما يذهب. نعم. And that's the point that's in the no foulness. يجوز حذف من في لما. Meaning it's permissible to delete that which is negated. من في لما means that which is negated by لما. The thing that it negates is permissible to delete it. You don't have to mention it. فيمكن الاكتفاء is permissible to suffice be لما sufficient to suffice with the use of لما فقط alone في جواب in answering a question like أرجع أبوك as your father returned is sufficient to just say لما you don't have to say لما يرجع أبي you can just say لما next page page 149 continues with a note it says ينبه المدرس الطلاب what does that mean ينبه المدرس الطلاب the teacher brings to the attention of the student ينبه يعني to bring to someone's attention something ينبه the students about what لضرورة the necessity of استعمال using لما that you must use لما بدلا من الكلمة العامية instead of the colloquial word لسة يعني in colloquial language in slang language the people if they say did your father return yet they say لسة Lissa. This is not classical, yani proper Arabic. Lissa is colloquial language. It's Amiya. That's the street language. So the students, of course, when they're living in the Arabic country, learning Arabic, they hear all the people saying Lissa, so they say Lissa. So he's saying here, bring to the attention of the students, do not use this word Lissa. Rather, say Lamma. Because Lissa is street language. Yani Amiya. And lamma is proper classical fusha. فيقولون so they should say في جواب in answer to a question like أكتبتم الواجب have you written the homework? They should say لما not لسة وفي جواب and وفي جوابي and in answering to a question like أرن الجرس has the bell rung? They should say لما not yet. Instead of Lissa. I'm reading a note. You don't have a note in your book? Nobody has it? Oh, you mean that book doesn't have it? They must have deleted it. Let me see. Yeah, they don't have the note here. They deleted it. They deleted it. I don't know why they deleted it. Yeah, you're on the right page, but in the wrong edition, wrong printing.
Wow.
That's one of the problems with that book. It has some benefits, but they changed some of the text and things, and left out things, and added other things, and changed some sentences. All right. Exercise number 5. Tammal siyagh al-mudari al-majzoom. Tammal siyagh. What is siyagh? Siyagh is the plural of siyagha. Siyagatun. Siyagatun means an expression, the way something is expressed. Siyagh. Okay, so siyagh is the plural of siyagatun, and it means reflect upon these expressions for the mudari verbs when they are majzoom. When they are majzoom, siyagh is the plural of siyagatun. They changed that also. تأمل علامات الإعراب المضاري المجزوم. They changed the instruction completely.
Wow.
Anyway, the point is, okay, it's all right. The point is that what they want us to do here, they want us to look at the مضاري verbs when they are مجزوم. Okay, what is the form of expressing the مجزوم, the مضاري verb when it's مجزوم? What form does it take? What is the sign or the indication that it's majzoom, right? What is the sign or indication? How does the word change? How does the word change when it's majzoom? Okay, so what they have done here, they've divided up the mudari verb into 3 groups. Alif, ba, and jeem. So alif shows us 5 forms of the verb. Ba shows us 3 forms of the verb, and jeem shows us 2 more forms. So what we're saying here is that the mudari verb comes in 5, there are 5 expressions that's used for mudari verbs, okay? And then that's one group. And then there are 3 more expressions that are used for mudari verbs, that's a different group. And then there are 2 more expressions of the mudari verb, that's a third group. The third group are those that are mabniyun. Hunna yadhabna. And antunna tadhabna. That's the third group, jeem. Those are mabniyun, they don't change. When they're marfoon or majzoom or mansoob, it doesn't matter, it doesn't change. The second group, the B group, is the group that the alamatu raf, the sign that is marfoon, is thubut al noon. And these, when they are majzoom, alamatu jazm is hadfuha. Hadfu? Hadfu noon. And when they are majzoom, the sign that they are majzoom is the deletion of the noon. So these are in 3 forms of the verb. Hum yadhabuna, antum tadhabuna. The 2 masculine, plural, second and third person, and the feminine singular, second person, feminine, anti tadhabina. These 3 forms of the verb, they have noon. When they are marfoon, the noon is the sign of arraf. And when they are majzoom, the sign of jazm is deletion of the noon. So yadhabuna becomes lam yadhabu. Tadhabuna becomes lam tadhabu. Tadhabina becomes lam tadhabi. With the noon being deleted. The other 5 forms of the verb. Huwa yadhab, hiya tadhab, anta tadhab, ana adhab, and nahnu nadhab. These 5 forms of the verb take dhamma when they're marfoon. They take fatha when they're mansubun. And they take sukoon when they're majzoom. And all of this, we should know very well by now. Any questions about that? The majzoom, the mudari verb when it's majzoom. The 3 different groups. Sometimes it takes sukoon. Sometimes it's hadhf an-noon. And sometimes it just remains the same. For those which are mabniyun, the 2 feminine, plural, second and third person. Okay, number 6. Exercise number 6. Adkhil. Adkhil. Notice that this verb is not udkhul. It's adkhil. Does anybody know why? Why it's not udkhul? Okay. The reason why it's not udkhul, because udkhul is the fi'l amr for the verb dakhala yadkhulu. Udkhul, enter, enter. Somebody's talking to you saying enter, right? But adkhil is the fi'l amr also, but for the verb adkhala yudkhilu, which is the fourth form of the verb. Adkhala yudkhilu, which means to cause somebody else to enter. To cause somebody else to enter. So udkhul, it means you enter. Adkhil means they're telling you to cause somebody else to enter.
You don't feel like that, I'm telling you to kill somebody.
Naam. Adkhil hadha rajul. Make him go inside. If I say udkhul, that means I'm telling you to go inside. Alright, so this command form verb here should not be udkhul. Should be adkhil. And the hint that it's not udkhul is that udkhul is written with hamzatul wasl. And this is written with hamzatul qat. That means that it's originally, that hamz is originally part of the word. But it's the fourth form of the verb, adkhala yudkhilu. Alright, in any case, it means to cause something else to enter upon something. So they're saying enter lam. Yani use lam, enter it upon al-af'al al-atiya. Enter it upon the following verbs. Enter it means use it with the following verbs. Okay? So, read the verb as it is and then read it with lam. First one. Read it as it is and then read it with lam. Majzoom. Read it first, marfu'un. All right. And then read it, majzoom.
Okay,
Azhabu. Azhabu, naam.
Okay, Azhab.
Lam.
Lam Azhab.
Lam Azhab. With sukoon, naam. Salahuddin.
Yazhabuna. Lam
Yazhabu. Lam Yazhabu. With the deletion, حذف النون, deletion of the noon. Naam, next one. Duhaleen. يذهبنا. With lam? Lam يذهبنا. Remains the same. مبنيون. Naam, Abdul Haq. تذهبين. لم تذهبي. حذف النون نعم شيخنا again read it first مرفوع والضمة and then read it with لام مجزوم تذهبوا لم تذهب good عبد الكريم
تذهبوا
again He just read Tadhhabu. After that.
Tadhhabuna.
Naam.
Lam tadhhabu.
Lam tadhhabu. With hadhaf al-noon. Naam.
Nadhhabu.
Lam nadhhab. With sukoon. علامة الجزم نعم تذهبنا لم تذهبنا no change it's مبني نعم ذو حق يذهب لم يذهب والسكون طيب exercise number 7 أكمل الجملة الآتية بوضع أفعال مناسبة في الأماكن أو في الأماكن الخالية أكمل الجملة الآتية complete the following sentences بوضع by putting أفعال مناسبة appropriate or suitable verbs في الأماكن الخالية in the empty spaces or the blank spaces. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to put an appropriate suitable mudari verb, a mudari verb that makes sense. You put a mudari verb that makes sense in the blank space. Naam. Whose turn is it? Who read last? Okay, Sheikhana. No, it has to make sense. We're talking about, didn't you do something with Arabic language in your country? Did you not do what? Did you not go with it? Did you not study it? Did you not learn it? Did you not something? Let's say, did you not study? Taib, alam tadrusi? Naam, you're going to put kasra on there because of Hamzat al-Wasl, right? Alam tadrusi al-Luga?
Alam tadrusi al-Luga?
Al-Araniya? Uh-huh.
Fi baladika?
Ya akhi. Jayid, ya akhi. Alam tadrus wa alam tadrus al-Lugata al-Arabiyyata fi baladika, ya akhi? Did you not study the Arabic language in your country, oh my brother? Number two, Abu Bakr. Huh? You're going to put a word in the blank space after lam at the end of the sentence. Read the beginning of the sentence first. نعم أنا لم أكسرها من كسر هذه المرآة يا أخ علي لا أدري أنا لم أكسرها يعني فم كسر يكسر لم أكسر number three نعم أنا لم أكسر أكسر والسكون والراء أنا لم أكسرها نعم يا حامد نعم Okay, look what we have. We have أخرج الطلاب من الفصل يا حامد أخرج It's past tense verb. You're going to use the present tense verb, right? So خرج يخرج But it's plural, right? Masculine plural. So what's the masculine plural verb? Third person? Masculine plural for خرج يخرج يخرجون We're going to make it majzoom. So it's going to be what? لا لم يخرجوا يخرجوا هم خرج يخرجوا يخرجون هذا فنون لم يخرجوا خرج الطلاب من الفصل يا حامد لا لم يخرجوا طيب نمبر فور صلاح الدين لم يكتبنا good لم يكتبنا قالت المدرسة للمديرة إن هؤلاء الطالبات لم يكتبنا
الواجبات. لم يكتبن الواجبات. What does it mean?
The teacher,
نعم. The female teacher said to the female principal, certainly, surely, indeed, these female students did not write the homework. Number five. Remember, we're going to use the mudari verb, right? So the verb that we want to use is, you want to use dhahaba, right? So dhahaba yadhhabu, plural would be what? Nahnu nadhhabu. Naam. Nahnu. Okay, make it majzum. Nahnu nadhhab. Nahnu lam nadhhab إلى حديقة الحيوانات أمس. Number six. Oh yeah, what does it mean? We did not go to the حديقة الحيوانات, the zoo, yesterday.
I have a question about the sentence.
Okay, we're going to go back to question number four, right?
Yeah.
Naam, what's the question? No.
Is it the toy battery?
Okay, look. Look at this question here. Very important question. قالت المدرسة للمديرة إن هؤلاء الطالبات. Why is the طالبات taking كسر, he's saying? He said, because of ism inna. You say, what?
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, ism inna. Ism inna here is what?
Ism.
No, ism inna. Which word is the ism of inna?
Haulai.
So, talibat is what here?
Badal.
Badal. Badal. And the ism inna has to be what? Mansoob. So, that means, haulai, since the ism ishara, it's mabniyun, right? But the badal for it has to be in the same case. Ism inna is mansoob or fi mahalli nasb. So haula is fi mahalli nasb because it's mabniyun. But the badal for it is mansoob because it's badal for a word that is ism inna. So it has to be mansoob. The sign that is mansoob here is kasra. Why is the mansoob? Why is it kasra? Mansoob, normally the sign of mansoob is fatha. Jam mu'annath salim. Sound feminine plural. So this is a good question, really. This is a very good question. Because first of all, you got to know ism inna, and then you got to know that the ism inna is haulai, and you got to know that talibatu is badal for haulai, and then you got to know that talibatu is jam mu'annath salim, and the sign that is mansub is not fatta, it's kasra. So that's a very, in fact, I want to highlight this expression, because if I do this book again, I'm going to ask this question.
Oh.
I'll put this on the test. I save this question for the test, for empty hand. Look, write this question down, right? When you run into somebody that's trying to be smart, just ask them, what's the i'rab of the talibat in this sentence? What's the i'rab of talibat? That will stump them. I remember there was a brother who studied in Pakistan. He came back, claimed that he was a Maulana. Maulana means he's a Allama, big scholar, right? So brother asked him a question. It was a little bit tricky, but it's a simple question, really. But it's tricky if you don't really, like, know it. He couldn't answer the question. He was scratching his head. And it was really a simple question. It was related to Waw al-Atf. He was asking him, why is Ar-Rahim in Bismillah Rahman Rahim, why does it take Kasra? I mean, it's connected. connected to something else. Because of the ba' in bismi, Allahi, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahimi. They all take in kasra because of the ba' from the beginning. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes, this right here, or this one right here, this will get somebody for real. This one will get somebody. If the person really doesn't know I'rab, he's not going to know what this is. Tayyib, number 5 we did already, right? Number 6. Huh? Uh-huh. What does kanasa mean? Gurafatuha? Gurafatiha? Gurafataha? Maf'ulun bih. Naam. You're going to use a mudari verb with lam. What should it be? What should the mudari verb be here? Lam taknus. Taknus. Kanasa yaknusu. Hiya taknusu. Lam taknus. Yeah. Should be taknus. Naam. Gurfati. Naam. Kanasat ukhti gurfataha wa lam taknus gurfati. Number 7. Lima lam, why did you not eat the fruit, oh my brothers? Why did you not eat? Fakiha. Tayyib, the verb here should be what? Lima lam ta'kulu. Why ta'kulu and not ya'kulu? Because ya ikhwan, muqatiba, second person, ta'kulu, from ta'kuluna, antum ta'kuluna, lima lam ta'kulu al-fawakiha, al-fawakiha, ya ikhwan, what does it mean? Why did you not eat the fruits, oh my brothers? Ta'kulu. Lima lam ta'kulu. Because the second person, masculine plural, antum ta'kuluna. Ya ikhwanu. Al fruit, fruit is fakiha. Its plural is fawakiha. Fawaki. Fawaki. Al fawakiha. Lima lam ta'kulu. If you join it together, you pronounce the long vowel short. Lima lam ta'kulul fawakiha. Ta'kulul fawakiha. Pronounce the ta'kulu short because it's followed by hamzatul wasl. Number 8. Huh? Yeah, O Salma, did you not know the meaning of this word? Naam, second person feminine. Anti. Naam. What should be the original verb form for anti? You, anti, ta'arif. Ta'arif. It should originally be, if it's marfu'un, you say anti ta'arifina. So this is majzum, so you say what? Alam? Alam ta'arifi. Okay, it should be majzum. حذف النون لم تعرفي معنى هذه الكلمة، معنى هذه الكلمة لم تعرفي. نعم أو تعلمي، نعم you can say that. تعلمي تعرفي، نعم تعلمي you can say same thing. تعلمي تعرفي not تعار no تعرفي والسكون on the عين تعرفي. نعم تعرفي. طيب number 9 نعم رن الجرس الآن meaning it's not a question that's a statement. رن الجرس الآن ring the bell rung just now the bell rung just now نعم and the teachers did not go out yeah. of the classrooms. The teachers did not go out.
Oh, okay.
So the verb should be go out.
Yeah, okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
What did you say it should be? Lamma yakhruju yakhruj. Why should it be yakhruj and not yakhruju? Was majzum, yes, but yakhruju is majzum and yakhruj is majzum. Okay, because the verb, if the fa'il is plural, coming after the verb, use the singular form of the verb. But if the fa'il is plural, coming before the verb, then the verb that follows has to be in plural form. Yeah, you have يخرج يخرج المدرسون. But if you say المدرسون يخرجون plural, but it's singular because the verb, the fa'il is coming after the verb, so use the singular form. So it should be يخرج, and pronounce it with a كسر because it's followed by همزة الوصل and ألف لام. رن الجرس الآن ولما يخرجي يخرج المدرسون من الفصول يخرج
no.
والسكون pronounced with a كسر
yeah, with the كسر right.
نعم number 10
لما لم تتحدث
yeah it's here it's over here you, he just read Abdul Karim just read didn't he
yeah
yeah it's over here يا بنا what's the vowel on يا بنات
يا بنات
why T يا بنات two نعم so the verb is what نعم from فتح يفتح أنتن تفتحنا تفتحنا مبني Second person feminine plural. تفتحنا مبنيون. It doesn't change. لما لم تفتحنا النوافذة للنوافذة يا بنات نعم لما لم تفتحنا النوافذة يا بنات Number 11 دهلين Today is what? Oh, today is the 13th, not the 12th. Naam. So you're saying it's what? But it really supposed to be 12. So it depends on whether or not the moon was sighted. Well, the moon was sighted, they said. So that means if it was sighted, then last month was only 29 days. So today should be the 13th. Yeah, if it was 30 days, it would be the 12th today. But it was 29 days. So today is, should be the 13th. Now. Allahu A'lam. But they said it was cited in a few different countries. Cited in Sudan, and cited in Saudi Arabia and somewhere else. Taib, number 11, Abdul Halim. نعم نعم لم يرجع والسكون بالفناوس والكسرة سكون because مجزوم رجع يرجع لم يرجع but if you join it with همزة الوصل لم يرجع الوزير من لندن من لندن لندن is مجرور because of من the sign that it's مجرور is what فتحة Why? Because ممنوع من الصرف. What category of ممنوع من الصرف is it? Foreign proper nouns. العالم العجمي. Foreign proper nouns. طيب, number 8. ضع خطا واحدا. Put one line تحت المبتدا. Under the مبتدا. Put one line under the word that's the مبتدا. And خطيني. خطيني. Two lines. تحت الخبر الخبر two lines underneath the خبر وضبط أواخرها and make precise the endings of both of these words the مبتدا and the خبر آخرهما make sure you put the vowel on the end of them okay the مبتدا One line, the khabar, two lines. Okay, we're not going to draw lines here, but if you drew lines, just tell us, read the sentence, tell us which word is the mubtada and which word is the khabar. Number one. Who read last? You read last, Abu Bakr?
No.
Abdul Halim read. Abdul Haq. Read the sentence and tell us which word is the mubtada and which word is the khabar.
Al-ma'u
qaleelun. Al-ma'u qaleelun, meaning?
The water is small.
The water is small, a little. Little, naam. What's the mubtada?
Al-ma'u.
Al-ma'u and the khabar?
Qaleelun.
Notice that the mubtada and the khabar both are marfoon with dhamma. Al-ma'u qaleelun. The mubtada is definite, ma'arifa, and the khabar is indefinite, nakira. Number two, Shaykhina. Su'adu. ممرضة ممرضة What is the meaning of ممرضة? A nurse that works in a hospital. سعاد ممرضة huh? سعاد is a female name yeah so سعاد is the مبتدا and ممرضة is the خبر سعاد is definite and ممرضة is indefinite نكرة how do we know سعاد is definite since it doesn't have ألف لام proper noun because it's a proper noun okay number three باريدة there's a long vowel after ra نعم القهوة باردة meaning the coffee is بارد cold ice coffee the حار نعم القهوة باردة The coffee is cold القهوة is what? مبتدا وخبر مبتدا مرفوع and it's definite معرفة and بارد is what? خبر indefinite نكرة مرفوعة both of them are مرفوع okay page 151 top of the page sentence number 4 دو كريم النجوم نعم
جميلة
meaning The stars are beautiful. Naam, the mubtada is what? And nujum and the khabar is what? Jamila. Naam, both of them are marfoon. And nujumu jamilatun. Both mubtada and khabar are marfoon. Don't forget that when you do i'rab. Naam. Okay. The light that remains? Yeah. Those are not real stars, huh? Allahu A'lam. That's some scientific discussion. Huh? Yeah, but the point we should be careful of people interpreting the Quran by science. Because as we know, science is defective. And the Quran is the speech of Allah. So people have to know really what they're talking about when they start explaining what Allah said. Not by science, but by knowledge from the scholars of Islam.
Yeah, this is not science.
That is science. That the stars are not really stars. That comes from science. That don't come from the Prophet ﷺ. That comes from science. That's what the scientists claim. They're saying that the light of the stars is shining light years, millions and millions of light years away. And what we're seeing is the light that came from the star. But we're not really seeing the star. That's what scientists say. That's science. Science is sometimes true. Sometimes. A lot of times it's not though. We should be careful from interpreting the Quran by science.
Like the sun, you see that the earth does not move.
Okay, but we don't want to get into science now, okay? Because that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
The point, only point I'm saying is,
yeah.
We just got finished reading Sheikh Saleh Fawzan explaining to us about the matters of who are the ulama and who are imitating the ulama. And we are saying that knowledge, that's modern knowledge, science, this is defective. This is not from Allah. This is the human, yani juhud bashari. It's very beneficial in some cases, but it's not always correct. So we should be careful from confirming something in the Quran by science. Rather, what Allah says in the Quran is the truth. And science has to be in agreement with the Quran, not the Quran being testified to by science. We have to be careful, really. I'm just saying, we should be careful that we, you know, don't enter the scientific stuff too much into the Quran. Unless we know that this is in agreement with what Allah has said in the Quran or how the Prophet ﷺ have explained it. Unless we know that for a fact. Because I have heard from some of the so-called great scientists of today. One brother was making a presentation on the Quran. And he was saying how the scientists say that there are planets and solar systems that are millions and trillions of light years away. And how many millions and trillions of bodies there are out there? How do they know that? It's trillions of light years away? How can anybody know what's trillions of light years away? That's nonsense, Akhi. That's nonsense. That's pure nonsense. Trillions of light years away? They don't even have any kind of spaceship that can travel that far in our lifetime. If it was traveling for the next 300 years, it won't reach that far away. So how can they know what is 300, 500, 1,000 light years away, that if somebody was traveling for 1,000 years, they didn't reach there yet, and they know what's there? That's pure nonsense, Akhi. These are scientists saying this. That's nonsense. So when the brother was saying that, I was just looking at him saying to myself, like, if you believe that, fine, but don't sit in front of us and say that. I'm not trying to hear that nonsense. That's pure nonsense, Akhi. These people are talking about something that's impossible for them to know. They calculated by some calculations. They just made up. They said, well, if this is this, then maybe it's like that. And then they made it as a scientific fact. And wallahi, Akhi, they don't have a clue about what they're talking about, that nonsense. They don't have a clue. It's not even close. They're just guessing, making up numbers. I know, it's definitely dangerous, Zaki. it's dangerous. I understand. Yeah, I'm not talking about this person. I don't even know who you're talking about. I don't know him. But I'm just saying. The only thing I'm saying, okay, let's protect the Quran from science. Let's protect it. Quran is perfect. It's the word of Allah. Everything is absolute truth. No doubt about it. Anything else that the human beings came up with is questionable. It's questionable. There's no doubt, akhi, that some things that they have claimed as science is false. There's no doubt about it. The greatest proof of it is that every few years, they say, oh, what we said 10, 20 years ago, it's not true. We found out now it's like this. How do we know what you say now is not true? 20 years from now, they'll be saying that's not true. They do it all the time. So that's a fact. They don't really know what they're talking about, akhi. They don't know what they're talking about. A lot of that stuff is just theories. And it's not really true. So a lot of it is not true. Especially if they say something that contradicts the Quran or the Sunnah. Then we know that's not true. For a fact. The rest of it, we just go with it. Mashi hal. They said it, we let it go. We're not going to argue the point. But when they say something that contradicts the Quran or the Sunnah, then we know it's falsehood. No doubt about it. Anyway, let's finish this lesson quickly before we run out of time. By the way, there's a lecture this evening in Lefrak City at the Masjid Nur Allah. If anybody is able to go, inshallah, it should be beneficial. And the brothers also said they're going to feed you if you come. So if you don't eat yet, don't worry about it. They're going to feed you. Okay, number four is Al-Nujumu Jamilatun, number five. Whose turn is it? Naam. Naam. Ad-dukhulu mamnu'un. What does it mean?
Entering is prohibited.
It's prohibited to enter here. The mubtada is what? Ad-dukhul. And it's ma'rifa, definite. And it's marfu'un with dhamma. Ad-dukhulu mamnu'un. The khabar is? Mamnoon. And the khabar is also always marfu'un. Here it is marfu'un with dhamma. Number six. Al-babu mughlaqun. Mughlaqun means? The door is locked. The door is locked. Where is the mubtada? Where is the khabar? Al-babu is the? Al-mubtada'u. Mughlaqun is the khabaru marfu'un and it's nakira. Number seven.
Hashimun
zakiyun. Zakiyun means what? Intelligent. Hashim is intelligent. The mubtada is what? Hashimun. And the khabar is zakiyun. And Hashim is definite. Mubtada is always definite. If the mubtada is indefinite, then what will happen? We'll reverse the order. Mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is shibah jumla. We reverse the order, becomes mubtada muakhar, delayed. But most of the time the mubtada is definite. Here it doesn't have alif lam, but it's a proper noun. Then exercise number 9. Mayyiz al-jumlata al-ismiyata min al-jumlati al-fi'liyati. What does mayyiz mean? Distinguish between the nominal sentence and the verbal sentence. Okay? What is the sign that a sentence is a nominal sentence? How will we know? The easiest way to know? Huh? It begins with a noun, with an ism. And if it begins with a fi'l, then it's a what? A jumla fi'liya, verbal sentence. Okay. Read the sentence and tell me, is it jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya? Your turn, Shaykhana. خرج المدرس جملة اسمية أو فعلية ها فعلية جملة فعلية what does it mean خرج المدرس the teacher went out okay this جملة فعلية is composed of a فعل and a فاعل خرج is the فعل المدرس is the فاعل And the fa'il, like the mubtada and khabar in a jumla ismiya, the fa'il in a jumla fi'liya is always marfu'un. خرج المدرس مرفوعا. Number two. المدرس خرج. The meaning? The teacher went out. What kind of sentence? جملة اسمية, because it begins with an ism. So المدرس is the what? Is the ism مبتدا مرفوع. نعم. Number three. He said that this sentence is a جملة اسمية. خرج is the خبر. Is the خبر. المدرس is the مبتدا. خرج is the خبر. The khabar, remember, in a jumla ismiya, the khabar could be a mufrad, single word, like in the previous, like in the, or in a sentence like at-talibu zakiyun. Okay, the khabar could be a mufrad like zakiyun, or it could be a shibba jumla, like jaw al-majroor, fil bayti, or a zarf, like in the mudiri, or it could be a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya. In this case, it's a jumla fi'liya. Yani the khabar kharaja is the khabar of this jumla ismiya, and this khabar is a jumla. What kind of jumla? Jumla fi'liya, kharaja. The fa'il is what in this jumla fi'liya kharaja? What is the fa'il? Damir mustatir, taqdiruhu huwa, referring back to al mudarris. Jazakallah khair.
Ahsant. In reverse,
they reverse the sentence. The first one is the jumla fa'liya because it begins with a fa'il. The second one is the jumla ismiya because it begins with an ism. Okay, number three.
Waladu.
Naam, dahika, dahika al waladu means
the boy laughed.
What kind of sentence?
This is a
jumla fa'liya. ضحك is the fa'il, الولد is what? الفاعل. And the fa'il is مرفوع, and the sign is مرفوع is ضمة. ضحك, ضحك الولد. Number four. الزهرة جميلة, meaning?
The flower is beautiful.
What kind of sentence?
جملة
اسمية. الزهرة is the مبتدا مرفوع. الزهرة. الجميلة is the خبر مرفوع جميلة. Number five. دخل الطالب. الطالب. نعم دخل الطالب. What does it mean? The student. One student. The student dakhala. Entered. The student entered. The student entered. Okay, what kind of sentence? Fi'liya or ismiya? Fi'liya. Begins with a fi'l. Dakhala. And then it has a fa'il. At-talibu. Notice that this sentence has a fi'l and fa'il and no maf'ulun bi. Dakhala at-talibu. Fi'l and fa'il. Some sentences have a fi'l and fa'il and a maf'ulun bi. But this sentence has no mafulun bi. Dakhala at-talibu. That's a complete sentence. The student entered. Number six. Allahu Akbar. What does it mean? Does it mean Allah is great? Akbar is the ism tafdil. Greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Naam. What is this? Jumla fi'liya or ismiya? Jumla ismiya. The love of the Jalala, Allahu is the Mubtada'u Marfu'an. And Akbaru is the Khabar also Marfu'an. Okay, this exercise is designed, that we just finished, designed for us to pay attention. What is a Jumla? A Jumla Ismiya. What is it? A Jumla Fi'liya. And also to pay attention when we're doing Arab. First note, is it a Jumla Fi'liya or a Jumla Ismiya? Once you recognize which type of sentence, you know what you're looking for. You're looking for a mubtada and a khabar, or you're looking for fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul, and bi. This makes i'rab easy for you. First thing, identify the sentence. Is it fa'liya or ismiya? Now, if you know it's ismiya, you're not looking for a fa'il. You're not looking for a fa'il. You're looking for a mubtada and a khabar. So you know, when you look in that sentence, what I'm looking for, where's the mubtada? Where's the khabar? And we know that a jumla ismiya, the mubtada and the khabar, both could be marfoon. That makes your i'rab easy. If it's a jumla fi'liya, you're looking for a fi'l fa'il, or a fi'l fa'il maf'ulun bi. And you know that the fa'il and the jumla fi'liya is also marfoon. So that makes your i'rab easy for you. And the maf'ulun bi is always mansoobun. So once you see a jumla fi'liya, I'm looking for something marfoon, I'm looking for something mansoobun. I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a fa'il, I'm looking for a maf'ulun bi. It makes your whole i'rab easy for you. Ismiya is simple, na'am. Mubtada and khabar, both of them are marfu'. Okay, I said that, yes, that the khabar in a jumla ismiya, the khabar can easily be a mufrad, a single noun, or it could be a compound expression, which is called a shibah jumla. Shibah jumla, there's two types. Ja wal majroor, like fil bait, harf ja and majroor, or dharf, like end al mudir. Dharf, the indicates place, right? End al mudir. The shibah jumla can be either one of them, ja wal majroor or dharf, right? The third type of khabar is a jumla. The khabar could be a jumla, a complete sentence. Either a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'aliya. It could be either one, a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'aliya. Okay? Inshallah, we went over that briefly in a previous lesson, and we're going to go over it again later on in detail. Not now in detail, but later we'll come to it in detail. But this is just to kind of give us a picture, an idea of how this works, how the khabar really looks in different types of situations. Faith. Exercise number 10. Ayyin al-ism al-fa'il wal-harf fi ma yali. Okay? What are we looking for here? We're looking for the ism in a sentence. We're looking for a fa'il in a sentence. We're looking for a harf in a sentence. These are the three parts of speech in Arabic. Al-ism wal-fa'il wal-harf. Okay? We know that a fa'il is the action word, right? Past tense, present tense, or command form verb. Okay? A harf is like a preposition or a conjunction. Okay? And the ism is any other nouns. That's not a harf, it's not a particle, like a preposition or a conjunction or something like that. It's not a particle and it's not a verb. Everything else comes under ism. Okay, everything else comes under ism. A common noun, a proper noun, an adjective, all of these, an adverb, all of these come under ism. Alright? So everything else is going to be an ism. So what we want to do, identify the ism, identify the fi'l, identify the harf, in the following sentences. I'll read the sentence and then you tell me the first word, what is it? Is it a fa'il, a fa'il or a harf? Okay, the first sentence, kharaja al-mudarrisu wat-tullabu min al-fasli. Kharaja al-mudarrisu wat-tullabu min al-fasli. What is the meaning of the sentence?
The teacher went out.
And the students. The teacher and the students went out from the classroom. Okay, kharaja is what? Fail. Al-mudarrisu. Is a ism. It is the fa'il of the sentence, but it's a ism. Wow is what? A harf. Wow al-atif is a harf. At-tullabu? Ism. Min? Harf. It's a harf jar, right? Al-fasl? Ism. Number two. سأذهب إلى المكتبة بعد الدرس. What does it mean?
I will go to the library
after the lesson. Okay. سا is what? حرف الاستقبال. نعم. أذهب فعل مضارع إلى حرف المكتب اسم بعد حرف درس. Actually, ba'd is not a harf. Ba'd is a... It's a dharf. Dharf. Ba'd. It's a dharf. Dharf is from ism. It's under ism. It's not under haruf. It's under ism. A dharf is part of an ism. No, it's not a harf. It's a dharf. It's dharf as zaman or makan. Ba'd al-dars here is indicating time. Ba'd al-dars. Okay, number three. أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ نعم فهمت. نعم فهمت. Okay. Ah is what? حرف حرف استفهام فهمت فعل الدرس اسم يا حرف علي اسم نعم حرف نعم فهمت فعل طيب there's a little bit more that we can add to that but we'll leave it at that number four لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر what does it mean don't write with the red pen okay لا is what حرف تكتب فعل با حرف القلم اسم الأحمر اسم number five لم أغسل المنادل بالصابون what does it mean I did not wash the handkerchiefs with soap. Just use water only. Didn't have any soap. Type lam is what? Harf. Aghsil. Fil. Al-manadil. Ism. Ba. Harf. Al-sabun. Ism. Number six. Lan azhaba ila baladi fi utlat al-sayfi. What does it mean? I did not go. Lan azhaba. I will not go to my country in the summer vacation. Lan harf azhab fail ila baladi naam fi harf utla asayf ism naam number seven. Huwa yabhathu an al miftahi. What is the meaning? He is searching for the miftah, for the key. Huwa? Ooh, harf? Huwa is a pronoun. Pronouns are isms. Nouns and pronouns, all ism. Huwa is ism. Yabhath? Fail. An? Harf. Al-miftah? Ism. Number eight. Ma indi qalamun wala kitabun. What is the meaning? I do not have a pen nor a book. I have neither a pen nor a book. Ma? Harf. Andy? Ism, because it's a dharf. Comes under ism. Dharf. Andy. Qalam? Ism. Wow? Harf. La? Kitab? Ism. Number nine. Ana talibun. What does it mean? I'm a student. Ana? Ism. Ana is a pronoun, ism. Talibun, ism. Okay, exercise number 11 is just making us know that Allahi is the same meaning of Allati, which is the plural of what? Allati. The feminine singular ism mausul, relative pronoun is Allati. The plural of it is Allati or Allahi. Talibatu, huh? It's these two words are both plurals of allati, the feminine ism mausul. At-talibatu allati, plural. The female students or allai, who? Both of them mean the same. Kharajna min al-fasli al-ana min al-Filipini. The female students who came out of the classroom just now from the Philippines. And the last exercise, number 12, ta'ammal, on page 152, ta'ammal ma yali, consider, reflect upon, contemplate over what follows. These are just some verbal forms that we will come about later on, we'll study in detail, but they just want us to look at and see these irregular verbs. They are weak verbs, mu'atalla. They have a weak letter in the middle. Qala. Okay? How does it look if you say anta qala? It changes from qala to qult because it's qala yaqulu, so it takes a dhamma. Qala becomes qulta, anta qulta, ana qultu, nahnu qulna. Okay, we will study these verbs in detail later on, but they're just trying to show you how from the madhi to the madhi form, when you conjugate it, qala becomes qul. Qulta, qulti, qultu, qulna. Okay? Same thing with qama, yaqumu. It takes a dhamma, so it becomes qama. When you conjugate, it becomes anta, hum ta. Ana, hum tu. Nahnu, hum na. And zara yazuru is also from the same form. All of these are taken bamma in the mudari form. Qala yakulu, qama yakumu, zara yazuru. So it takes dhamma. When you conjugate it, you're going to say what? Zara anta what? Zurta. Zurta. Ana? Zurt. Huh? Zurtu. Nahnu? Zurna. You got it? The full conjugation of these verbs we'll see later, and how they work and how they change, we'll see them later on, but he's just giving us an idea of what they look like. As far as the words of this vocabulary, we went through the vocabulary before. Istiqbal means what? Reception or receiving. Ra'is, the plural of it is ru'asa, means presidents. Farqun or furuq is its plural. Difference. Mithalun means what? An example. Its plural is amthilatun. Mahlan means what? Slow down, slowly, take it easy, don't be hasty. Qismun means what? A piece or a part or a division. Aqsam means the parts or divisions of something. Part of it. Al-dhammatu is the vowel dhamma. Al-fathatu is the vowel fatha. Al-kasratu is the vowel kasra. Hadara means what?
Present.
To be present, to attend. Hadara yahduru. Istarih means what?
Take a rest.
That's a command form. From istarah, yastarih. Istarih, rest. Its plural is istarihu. Take a rest. All of you all take a rest. The verb, huh?
Istarah,
yastarih. Istarah, with a alif in the end, long vowel. Istarah, yastarih. Naam. Ata means what?
Come.
To come. Ata like ja'a. Ata ya'ati. To come. This is the end of lesson 21. Inshallah, we will do lesson 22 next week and lesson 23. Lesson 22 is really just a review of everything that we took related to mudari verbs, marfu and mansub and majzum. We're going to go over that. Inshallah, go over for homework, and then we're going to do lesson 23 next week. Bi-idhnillah. Qama, he stood up.
Qama
yakumu. He stood up, he is standing up. Yakumu. Qama yakumu. Naam. Qiyam. Mahlan. No, it's just the same wazn, okay? Don't forget, next week 23, please go over 22. And be prepared for 23. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sounds like you're going to say, I'm not going to be here next week.
No, I said I already.
Oh, you already did it? I thought we would do it today, but, time, inshallah. Naham, istariha. Like I said, anybody who's able, there's going to be a nice program.